Homosexuality was illegal in England until 1967, and Alan Turing was a victim of that law. Turing was a celebrated mathematician. He contributed to the defeat of Germany in World War II by cracking secret Nazi codes. But Alan Turing was also gay, and that caused him trouble. The 1996 TV movie Breaking the Code dramatized Turing's life. Here, Turing, played by Derek Jacobi, gets some advice from his boss, played by Richard Johnson.
I do think you might be a little more discreet. Tongues are beginning to wag.
Am I in for a lesson in morals?
In common sense. I mean, I don't give a tuppenny damn whether you choose to go to bed with choir boys or cocker spaniels, but it would be wiser to keep your private life to yourself.
Is this an official reprimand?
Friendly advice, nothing more.
Once Alan Turing's secret was out, he was forced to undergo hormonal treatments, which did him harm. Turing's life unraveled, and he killed himself in 1954. He was 41. Now there's a campaign afoot to get the British government to apologize for the way it treated Turing. Richard Gill is one of hundreds of people who signed a petition. He's a professor of mathematical statistics at the University of Leiden in the Netherlands, and he is an admirer of Turing.
Alan Turing is one of the giants of the 20th century. I think, as far as I know, a perfectly decent man. He did such important work. He did so much important work for Britain and the US, for that matter. And then to have his life to come to an end in such a dismal way is really, really sad. And I think it would be good to make the symbol that top authorities apologized for what went wrong.
What's your own personal connection to Alan Turing?
Well, I have some sort of small, odd personal connections. For instance, my mother actually worked at Bletchley Park during the war, where they were breaking the codes, applying the algorithms which Turing had figured out in order to break the secret codes which were being used to direct the U-boats to sink British and American shipping. So my mother was one of many young ladies who just sat there turning wheels on machines for doing long calculations, long multiplications and additions and so on. And it was very exciting because they knew they'd broken the codes from time to time. That's one little connection.
As you say, he was a brilliant mathematician. What did it take in that time to break the Nazi code?
It's like solving a puzzle. I mean, like solving a Sudoku puzzle. You know, you have to systematically try this and this and this. If you very systematically do the right steps in the right order, and it's like getting out of a maze. You know, if you keep your right hand on the wall, you will get out. So in that sense, he didn't invent a computer for solving that. He invented a method, an algorithm, we would say.
Alan Turing was called the father of computer science. Can you tell us why?
Well, he thought very deeply about what a computer could do. So I would call him like the father of theoretical computer science, or a father of theoretical computer science, and all these ideas of the theory of codes and cryptography, making secret codes. There's a whole lot of development in mathematics and in computer science, which are all around this circle of ideas, and a whole lot of modern technology, like whether or not your internet banking is safe and things like that, sort of depends on these ideas, this kind of mathematics, and it's the basis of a lot of important computer science and computer applications.
Interesting. Richard Gill, professor of mathematical statistics at the University of Leiden in the Netherlands, thank you very much.
It was a great pleasure.
Several hundred people have signed the petition to get the British government to issue a formal apology for its treatment of Alan Turing.